here.
VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz on Thursday rejected ceasefire proposals with Hezbollah after the U.S. and France called for a 21-day halt in fighting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, en route to New York for a U.N. address, instructed the army to continue fighting. Meanwhile, nearly two dozen Syrian workers in Lebanon have died in an Israeli strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese officials say an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon hit a building housing Syrian workers and their families, killing a few dozen people. The attack late Wednesday was one of the deadliest single strikes in an intensified air campaign against the militant Hezbollah group. Israel threatened to launch a ground invasion in Lebanon, and the increasingly heavy exchanges of fire could trigger an all-out war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli fighter jets struck infrastructure on the Lebanese-Syrian border Thursday to prevent weapons transfers from Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon, according to Israel's military. Missiles and drones again hammered the Ukrainian power grid that has been hit repeatedly during the war that is now deep into its third year. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Ukraine's emergency service said the Kyiv attack on Wednesday night injured at least two people. Authorities say a kindergarten, a gas pipe, and cars were damaged in the city. Long-range strikes have been a hallmark of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine, with civilian areas often hit. Attacks on the electricity network have knocked out around 70% of Ukraine's energy generation capacity. That's according to the United Nations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress for a new military aid package worth more than $8 billion, saying Ukraine will use it in the most efficient and transparent manner. He will meet with Biden at the White House on